It's 4:52.
The Baseball Hall of Fame vote is in. No one is heading to Cooperstown. Roger Clemens, Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, Sammy Sosa, among those falling well short of the 75% needed to get in. And of course, all those players linked to the steroid era.
Joining us to talk about it, Washington Post sports columnist Tom Boswell. Thanks for being here, Tom.
Great to be with you.
So are you surprised at all by this?
No, I think that for once I was sort of gratified by a negative, which is an odd feeling. I think we found out today that Clemens, Bonds, and Sosa, who are all on the ballot for the first time, are probably never going to get into the Hall of Fame. None of them, their vote percentages were like 37%, 36%, and 12%. You need 75%. If you don't have more support than that the first time, I don't think you're going to get to 75 over the 15 years that people vote on you. So I think we had a very definitive finding today. The people who vote for this really think that if you are virtually certain to have cheated, that there's just a ton of evidence, beyond a reasonable doubt, then they're not going to vote for you for the Hall of Fame.
However, nobody got in, and there are three players that I can think of who played during that era who weren't necessarily linked to steroids that didn't get in. Craig Biggio, 3,000 hits in his career. Jeff Bagwell, one of the best hitters of his time. Mike Piazza, arguably the best hitting catcher of all time. Why didn't those guys get in?
I think that actually today was good news for all of them. First of all, to be put in the Hall of Fame on the first ballot, you've got to be Cal Ripken Jr. or Mickey Mantle or Willie Mays. It's sort of a special distinction. It's not written down anywhere, but everybody who votes for the Hall of Fame, and I did for many years, we don't anymore. The Post doesn't think it's a good idea, and I agree. So if you get in the first time, you have got to be absolutely special. And I don't think there's any way Biggio was a first-timer. I think he's a Hall of Famer. So anyway, he got 68%. He'll be in next year or the year after. Piazza is one of those, and Bagwell are two players that have a little bit of a steroid cloud that follows them around, but there's really nothing against them. And I was interested to see if there would be a distinction made between those who really, Clemens and Bonds, had something against them, and those who were just suspected. And I hoped that it would be that the guys who were just suspected are going to get in someday. That's just not right to keep them out on hearsay and nonsense. And Bagwell got 70% in his third year. I think it's clear he's going to make it. And Piazza got 58% his first year. That people with those numbers end up making the Hall sometime within their first 5 or 6 years. So I think it's really good news for Biggio, Bagwell, and Piazza, even though on first glance you might say it's bad. If you know how the Hall voting works, they got to feel good. They're getting in.
But it does point to the fact, too, that the Hall of Fame wanted to make a point, didn't it?
Well, this is a vote of the baseball writers, and probably about 1,000 baseball writers, and you have to have been a baseball writer for at least 10 years. And baseball writers take this very, very seriously. You get a maximum of 10 people that you can vote for. It's debated in press boxes constantly. There are articles written on it. People, there are a lot of tough calls. Another person who should feel really good today is Curt Schilling. Now, he's always been thought of as maybe a borderline Hall of Famer. He had some really indelible postseason moments, the bloody sock, and he had some great seasons, but his numbers aren't overwhelming. He actually got a few more votes today in his first time on the ballot than either Clemens or Bonds. So the irony is that Curt Schilling can get 39% today, and he probably feels like, you know what, 5, 6, 8 years from now, I'm going to get in the Hall of Fame. My numbers are going to go up every year. The guys at this level, I'm going to make it. And Clemens and Bonds are going to say, uh-oh, I would have gotten 95% of the vote. I got 37%. I'm dead.